Britain. The driving test drought. Driven up the wall. Finding a driving test in Britain is painful, slow, and often very expensive.
All sorts of things were disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Supplies of toilet roll and sourdough starter ran scarce. Flights were left near empty. Most industries long ago returned to something like normality. The Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency, or DVSA, which awards driving licences, is still reeling. The problem is a huge backlog of driving tests. Learners are waiting over 4 months on average for a test to take place. Many places in Britain have it worse. In July, all but one test centre in London was booked solid for the next 24 weeks, which is as far out as tests are available, according to data obtained by The Economist under the Freedom of Information Act. At current rates, the backlog will take almost 5 years to clear. New driving test slots become available at 6 a.m. on Mondays. Nabbing one has become like a weekly reenactment of the rush for tickets for the upcoming reunion of Oasis, a Mancunian rock band, minus the payoff of being entertained. A black market has sprung up, reselling tests for hundreds of pounds. A bevy of apps scrape the DVSA website, hoovering up last-minute cancellations for their subscribers. One stymied driver, Eddie Jacobs, told The Economist that after failing to find tests locally, he booked one in Lincoln, a city 4 hours away from him. He then spent almost £1,000, that's $1,300, on trains, hotels and more driving lessons, but the DVSA cancelled the test 2 days out. He's since stopped trying. That is not just a waste of time and money, it also cuts down employment options. There's a whole subtle process where, not having a car, winnowed away the possibility space of what I considered. I wouldn't apply to this job or that job just because I didn't have a licence, he says. What's driving this mess? Before COVID, the DVSA pushed through roughly 140,000 tests per month. That flow slowed to a trickle during lockdown. But demand for tests kept building, resulting in a backlog that reached 1.4 million tests in 2021 and 2022, The Economist estimates. Today, the DVSA is still a million tests behind. That translates to 500,000 or so qualified drivers. The pass rate is just under half. The DVSA has variously blamed the delays on strikes, economic growth, test reselling bots and learners booking their exams before they are ready. But the crux of the matter is simple. The supply of tests hasn't kept up with pent-up demand. And the principal reason for that is too few test examiners. The DVSA has struggled to ramp up its hiring sufficiently. Pay is £28,000 per year, appreciably less than what driving instructors, who have very similar qualifications but work in the private sector, can make in many parts of Britain. Rigid civil service pay scales mean that pressing need hasn't translated into materially higher salaries for examiners. The DVSA did run a 6-month surge of tests where all its qualified employees, including many in administrative or policy jobs, stopped regular work to run exams full time. That effort ended in March, however, and only made a small dent. High-tech reforms that have helped elsewhere, the Passport Office used digitisation to resolve its post-pandemic crush, aren't much use here. Britain simply needs to hold more driving tests. One solution would be to pay driving instructors to run tests part-time until the backlog is cleared. The fact that the problem has lumbered on for years is damning in itself. Four different Conservative ministers held the road safety brief after the backlog emerged. None managed to solve it. Louise Haig, the Transport Secretary, now says driving tests are a top priority, but hasn't yet announced plans to tackle the issue. The new Labour government says it is serious about reforming public services and unblocking growth. The size of the driving test backlog will be one way to measure how it is doing.